Hello and welcome back. This is Dr. Raymond Zakari, nurse practitioner, certified in family practice and psychiatry and trained in sex therapy. This is episode 2 in the series, The Psychology of It All, where I will explain the self-sabotaging habits of the mind we all do from time to time. For an overview of the defense mechanisms and cognitive distortions, check out the previous podcast episode entitled The Psychology of It All. The primary aim of this series is to help you decide if you need therapy, coaching, or just a good friend. Of course, nothing in this podcast should constitute any sort of professional, medical, or psychological advice. The purpose of this podcast is purely for educational and entertainment purposes only. I do not have a relationship with you as a nurse practitioner or a therapist. Please consult with a professional that knows you if you need assistance in making prudent decisions. Let's dive in. A defense mechanism, in general, is any automatic reaction against a stressor. In the area of mental health, it's an automatic mental process deployed to reduce mental anguish or distress until you are able to deal with it or it goes away. So, by definition, defense mechanisms are not volitional. They are reactions. However, reactions can be trained. Defense mechanisms are broadly classified into 3 categories, and those categories are immature, neurotic, and mature. In this episode, I'm going to talk about the immature defense mechanism known as regression. This is perhaps one of the most easily recognizable. All right, regression. What does it mean, and when might it occur, and how might you recognize it in someone else? Regression is a mental retreat to a time in your psychological development when you felt cared for with respect to your basic biological and psychological needs. For example, food, water, safety, love, and belonging were all met. In children, it is normal to retreat back to the previously mastered stage of psychological development when they encounter a new stress. Depending on the perceived enormity of the stress, the greater likelihood that they will regress. So, for example, a 9-year-old who starts wetting the bed after a parental divorce or close loved one or one's death or separation. Or maybe a college student starts sleeping with a stuffed animal or a special blanket as they are attempting to deal with living away from home for the first time. Another example would be an adult who is curled up and rocking in the fetal position in response to notice of an IRS audit or an SEC investigation. So why do we do this? Well, that depends. But the common psychobabble on the topic is based on the work of Anna Freud, Sigmund's daughter. Some believe that people behave according to the stage in which their mind is stuck or fixated. So why are they stuck? As the theory claims, some perceived significant stress or conflict remains unresolved in one of 3 psychosexual stages of development. According to Freud, the 3 stages of psychosexual development are oral, anal, and phallic. Does that mean women have one less stage of development, or does it generalize to the genital stage, not otherwise specified? I don't know. All this is speculation anyway. A person who regresses and is orally fixated may start to chain smoke or overeat or chew on things that are not food or vape or even become verbally abusive or incessantly talkative during a stressful situation. If a person is anally fixated, they may become overly concerned with cleanliness and order to a degree that may interfere with life. This person may have a sexual dysfunction associating private parts with certain bodily functions and therefore dirty during stressful situations. Conversely, a person may delve into being messy and sloppy with respect to grooming and hygiene. So in times of stress, their self-care is the first thing to go. If a person regresses and is fixated in the phallic phase of development, they may try to relieve their distress by stimulating the phallic region, unknowingly, of course. This guy is the constant and persistent package adjuster. Alternatively, of course, the adjuster may just need to switch to pouch underwear. Regression is said to be among the most primitive defense mechanisms. If this is someone's primary coping strategy for stress reduction, they likely should be in therapy to help figure out what the underlying cause may be, with the hope of resolving the conflict. There are four more immature defense mechanisms, which are somatization, disassociation, acting out, and blocking. Subscribe, download, like, and share to learn about the psychology of it all. This is Dr. Raymond Zachary. Thanks for listening.